to know every minute of every day.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local seasonal and organic delights at Farm Star Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farm Star Pizza features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with vegan, oh yeah, vegan, and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farm Star Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner 7 nights a week with live jazz on Wednesday and Thursday and Sundays at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like us on Facebook. And by Madsen Properties, specializing in the professional management of rental property in Chico, Oroville, Paradise, and Magalia. Alicia Madsen is a licensed broker specializing in single and multi-unit property. From move in to move out, Alicia can make your investment property a positive and profitable experience. For more information and to view available rental properties, visit MadsenPropertyManagement.com or call her at 570-6192. This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM or streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino. And before we start talking with our amazing guests this evening, I wanted to give a shout-out to a wonderful group in Chico, the North Valley Animal Disaster Group. This all-volunteer group works in parallel with emergency rescue services during times of disaster or evacuation like we just had. Typically, they operate during our fire season, and they are trained to evacuate folks from behind fire lines, but they are trained to respond to all sorts of emergencies, and so they did with the Oroville Dam spillway emergency that became acute over the weekend and is now in a waiting period. The North Valley Animal Disaster Group hotline answered over 500 calls related to animals in the first 24 hours and kept 3 full-time hotline operators busy. They also had 8 evacuation teams, working 24/7 to remove companion animals, large and small, from homes in the evacuation area in Oroville. The shelter crew created an animal shelter completely from scratch at our Silver Dollar Fairground in Chico and sheltered approximately 300 dogs, cats, pigs, chickens, and assorted other animals. They perform a valuable service. So I hope to have someone from that group on as a guest on the show soon so we can learn more about the details of how this group prepares for emergencies. But I wanted to give them kudos and great thanks. And if you are at all interested, they accept donations to offset the cost of equipment and supplies and training. And they're always looking for volunteers to train, so keep an eye out on their website for the next big official training operation. They can be reached at their website, navdag.org, which is NVADG.org, NVADG.org, North Valley Animal Disaster Group. And I also wanted to give a shout-out to Animal Place for opening their guest house to a few evacuated humans and their companion animals, and for offering shelter to evacuated horses and cattle in the Grass Valley area. Anyway, so today I'm joined in the studio by Nancy Norby Matthews, who's the founder of Plant Based Chico, which is a new group dedicated to education and outreach in Whole Foods plant-based eating in the area, and also by Paula Warren, who is going to tell us about the Chico Vegan Cooperative, which is a small specialty buying club co-op for the vegan community in Chico. And if you're missing Danny, sorry, he'll be back next week. I know I promised he'd be here this week, but things happen. So Welcome to Non-Human Radio, Nancy Matthews and Paula Warren. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us, Jeannie.
Yeah, we're looking for, let's have a good conversation here. So, Paula, you are going to tell us about the Chico Vegan Co-op, or the Chico Vegan Cooperative, right?
Yes, thank you.
Super. So, how did it get started? What is it? How did it get started?
Basically, a handful of local vegans started it as a way to strengthen the local vegan community.
Okay. And when did they get started?
I think about a year ago. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary. So it's been about a year that they started that.
Okay, cool. And so how does it work? What are the benefits of shopping over there, shopping at the Chico Vegan Co-op as opposed to all the other markets in town?
Variety is a big benefit. Basically, it's a small cooperative that utilizes the UNFI catalog, which is the distributor who distributes to the natural food stores in Chico. But they pick what they put in their store. So we can pick those items through the cooperative out of their catalog that maybe aren't stocked in some of the local stores.
So like if a company has like 10 vegan items, any given store will carry maybe one or two, and we won't even know about the rest, right?
That's correct. And then there are some brands that you don't even see in the stores and some items that you haven't even heard of because Chico's pretty small area compared to some of the other places like that have a Whole Foods. Whole Foods footprint's probably about three times what New Earth would be. So they can't carry near as many items.
So shelf space equals choice, and shelf space is sort of critical, is the limiting factor of how much stuff a store is going to carry?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the Chico Vegan Co-op has no limit because we're kind of a virtual store, right?
Correct. Basically, what you order is what they're going to stock and bring to you.
Okay. And so this way, a member can look at the entire UNFI catalog as opposed to just what a buyer at our various stores, Chico Natural Foods or New Earth, have selected that they think is going to sell.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. I don't know if some people are familiar with Holiday. They have a section of member-requested items or customer-requested items. That's how those items get in there, is because a customer is looking for a certain item they know exists, but it's not stocked in the store. So they'll kind of stock it just for that customer if it's customer-requested. We don't really have that option in Chico. That's up in Paradise.
I see.
So with UNFI, customer-requested items, we basically order everything we want, so 100% of our order is filled.
Okay, so I mean, in general, all the local stores are able to do special orders, but that requires the buyer, the customer, to actually know what's there. And so if they go to the trouble of knowing what's there, they might as well just order directly through the Chico Vegan Co-op, right?
Yep, exactly. Not a lot of buyers will stock that because, as you've seen, Chico Natural has pretty small floor space.
Yeah.
So they won't usually do that for their members. So.
Yeah, no, they'll never stock it, but they'll special order it, but like, then you have to go bug somebody, fill out a piece of paper, and then wait for them to like process it through their buying cycle. And then, so how often? So the truck doesn't come every day, though, right? The UNFI?
No, correct. So the way it's worked out is it comes every other week. So orders would close on a Saturday, and then the truck would deliver on Sunday or Monday, and then the members would pick up Monday after the order's been split. So the order comes in, and a lot of the cases are split up because you have to order in the case size that UNFI offers. But the cooperative, the members have gathered together to kind of split the case. You know, I might get two cans of something, and someone else might get six until the case is full at 12. And then everybody joins in, and then they get their portion of the case.
So tell me about pricing. So do you save money?
Yeah, so you do, because we buy directly from UNFI, so essentially we're getting the price that the store is getting before they put their markup on. Okay. There is a small markup that's added to cover the costs of the business of the co-op, but it's less than what a retail would mark it up for, so there is savings on those items.
Sure, because no employees, right? It's all volunteer.
Correct, all volunteer. It's not a nonprofit, but we don't make any profit. It's more of a cover your cost to break even, and that's where the markup was determined.
Okay, so no employees, and then it's not open 24/7 or even 7 days a week, so we're not paying for keeping the lights on 24/7 or 7 days a week kind of thing. Yeah?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right. So Do you have to be vegan to join?
You don't have to be vegan to join. The reason we call it the Chico Vegan Co-op is because all the items that you order through our club are vegan. So they do have to be vegan items, but you don't have to be vegan. And a lot of people, I think, who aren't vegan think, well, that's not going to work for me. But if you think about it, 80% of your staple items you go to the grocery store for are vegan. Your beans, your oatmeal, your coconut milk, your almond milk. So a lot of people are already buying those items anyway. And it's nice that you can order online, have it shipped to you shipped here every other week, and then come pick it up and be done with your staple stuff. Produce is one item that's not included. So you do have to go to the store for produce, but they even do freezer items and
oh, really?
Refrigerated items. Okay. So those items come in. So pretty much everything except for the what you would find in the produce section is not available.
The produce, we have such great farmers markets here that I think, a lot of people don't even get their produce from the supermarket or from Chico Natural Foods or something like that. They would go straight to the farmer, which is kind of like what we're doing here. We're avoiding, there is a middleman, but we're avoiding like the secondary supermarket or natural food store middleman and all that's involved with that.
Yeah, correct.
That's great. So how does one join?
You can find us on Facebook, which seems to be the easiest for most people, at Chico Vegan Cooperative, or chicoveganco-op@gmail.com is the email address, and you can get an answer pretty quickly there. And then the third way is the website, chicoveganco-op.org. Okay. So on Facebook, it's cooperative. On the website, it's chicoveganco-op.org. Same with the Gmail address.
Okay, and that co-op, it looks like coop, right?
Yes.
COOP. So it's Chico Vegan COOP.
Correct.
Dot
no
org,
hyphen.
.org or @gmail.com. Okay.
Correct.
So how does one join then? So they find the website or they find the Facebook group, and then what?
Let us know you're interested, and we set you up with an account, basically an account where you can log in and see the catalog or see what's already been on Split if you want to join a current Split that the other cooperative members have posted. And that's basically it. Then once the order closes, anything you have that's filled in your cart, you come and pick up the next week and pay for.
Cool. So I am a member. I have gone through all these things. And I have to say the splits part is actually the most novel part of shopping compared to any other grocery or online experience I've had, because the splits are where, okay, somebody wants to get, say, a case of, I'm going to make something fun, more fun than a can of beans. Like, let's say a case of Gardein sliders, right? Those little delicious little hamburger things, right? Which they're tasty, but not all the stores carry them. And you'd have to go to, you'd have to check three different stores probably to find Gardein sliders in stock, right? Like Target or whatever. And so, but I only want two out of, I don't want all 12 little packets. So I'll put in my two, and then maybe Paula's feeling indulgent and she's going to put in for a couple. And then you have to hope like somebody else will put in a couple. And if it's a good product or if something that people want to try, it will fill. Generally, I don't think we've had too many. As long as there's enough activity on the page, these things do not have trouble filling. So I haven't experienced too many disappointments. Every now and then something doesn't fill, and then it feels like, oh, it's like that scratcher or lottery ticket that wasn't a winner.
Yeah, that's correct.
What, Nancy?
So how about like rice and beans in bulk? If I wanted to buy 25 pounds but the bag is 50 pounds, do you break down and split bulk bags of rice and beans?
Yes, so we have done that. They even have some of them. I buy a 5-pound bag of oats and I don't want to split it because I go through so many. So I do the small 5-pound bags. But we have done, we actually have a monthly bean club where each month we post a 25-pound bag of beans and everybody joins in, and then one person volunteers to split it. So you can do 1 pound of beans out of a 25-pound bag. We have done that.
Right, and before the health department gets on us, it gets split off-site. We don't have I don't think that the market or the co-op has a permit to split like in the quote store itself. But yes,
that makes sense.
It totally happens, and
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really great what's the right word? Opportunity for people, because I like the fact that it lowers the footprint on our environment too. We're not sustaining and paying, having electricity and gas and and all the brick and mortar footprints of a business. And this way you're getting direct marketing, wholesome vegan food.
Yeah, and not to mention the other footprint. I mean, there's a big footprint in like Amazon or other mail order or online type ordering things. A huge footprint. There's a huge footprint on people, because those pickers that pick your order don't have fun, and they're not necessarily well paid or working under great conditions. And number two, there's a lot of packaging, extra packaging involved. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and so this way, the truck, the UNFI truck is already coming to Chico, right?
Correct.
It's like, because we're just down the street from the co-op. And where are we located, by the way?
We're located at 740 Flume, which is also at 8th and Flume, right on the corner there. We share a door, or we don't share a door, we share a building with Pinwheel Acupuncture, and we have our own entry door that's next to their door.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so, yeah, and if there's a parking lot there, it's a great location. So, so I think it's important for people to think about, like, you know, Amazon isn't guilt-free in terms of footprint issues, right? I mean, you're getting exactly what you want, but there's a lot of baggage that's attached to that, and there may be, I think some of those footprints are reduced with shopping through the Chico Vegan Co-op.
So. Yeah, and there's not that much benefit for Amazon, because a lot of the times you have to buy in full cases, or if you're buying the smaller amounts, the markup is excessive.
Okay.
Okay. So the best part, like Jeannie was saying about the splits, is you have that sense of community. We have a smaller Facebook page that's a closed group for members only, and we have some fun in there posting, hey, check out this item I found. I think you'll want to try it. And then some people will post their favorite recipe they made with that. And so it really helps give you more options, especially for those of us that maybe aren't 100% vegan or are thinking of going vegan. It really gives us great ideas to kind of move toward that plant-based diet. So it's been really great for me.
Awesome. And what's your favorite thing you've gotten from the Chico Vegan Co-op?
Probably, unfortunately, the Justin's Mini Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter Cups, because I am addicted to them now.
And that's something, you know, our local stores carry sometimes and sometimes not.
No, half the time, you're right, I can't find them, or they only have the milk, or they only have them in the large cups. So, No, you're right. It's a lot easier for those items I know I'm going to go through to have available, or, you know, oats and coconut milk, where I go through a half a case a week. I need to order in bulk. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. So let's move on, because we're about halfway through. I don't want to let Nancy be shortchanged on time here. So now we're going to switch gears a little bit. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. We were just finishing up talking with Paula Warren, telling us about the Chico Vegan Cooperative. And now we're going to be talking with Nancy Matthews and finding out about Whole Foods plant-based eating and why she's been eating this way and how others can learn how to eat this way and have fun too. So,
thanks for Nancy. Again, thanks for having me, Jeannie. This is my first time on the radio, so I do want to say that this is new for me, so I'm excited. And like I told Jeannie, I can talk all day about plant-based eating, plant-based nutrition, and all the benefits that your body and your health will improve eating whole food plant-based. I started on March 1st, 2012, after watching the documentary Forks Over Knives. I had watched that with my husband, and while I was watching it, the earth moved and the planets got aligned, and I had been a, you know, standard American diet eater my entire life. Grew up on a ranch, raised horses, pigs for 4-H and FFA, and, you know, everything just a country girl would do, eating normal, what we thought then was normal diet. And through that, I was 120 pounds overweight. My cholesterol was 262.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was very high. I also had developed fatty liver syndrome, and my doctor was watching that. And I knew I had to do something. So I started looking into the whole food plant-based diet after watching Forks Over Knives. I actually dove right into it. I watched another documentary called The Engine to Rescue Diet, where it has Rip Esselstyn is the host, and that really spoke to my husband, you know, as a man.
Okay.
And that was the connection for Nick. So Nick was like, hey, this is Rip Esselstyn. He's a plant-based triathlete, fireman. You know, he's a man's man. And my husband also being, you know, a big 6'4" strapping guy was like, don't we need meat to eat?
I've met Nick. Yeah. So
we made the connection that you don't need, you know, meat to sustain human life. So we dove in, we started educating ourselves, and it was such a nice side effect that my cholesterol went from 262 to 151.
Imagine that.
Within a year. Imagine that. No statins taken either. My dad had open heart surgery not once, but twice. Had 13 bypasses. He had severe heart disease.
We're all shaking our heads here.
High cholesterol. He was hypertensive, took blood pressure medications, and then unfortunately developed a fatal type of cancer. So my genetics are against me. My mother is a breast cancer survivor. And so I thought, you know, Nancy, you're 50 years old. You've got to shake things up here and get healthy. And I never in my wildest dreams, be honest with you, thought about being a vegan. Again, going back to raising animals for market is not vegan. But I learned that through education that what we are taught from the day we take our first breath as Americans, that the dairy council, the meat industry, the egg council is wanting you to eat their products. And that's what they teach us. And there's no nutrition, proper nutrition taught in school. So I didn't know anything. I knew nothing about nutrition other than, you know, bowl of cereal in the morning, a sandwich at lunch, and hamburgers and french fries. And that's what I ate. And it was killing me.
And bacon, lots of bacon.
Lots of bacon. Mm-hmm. And so as I started down this journey and the weight started coming off and I started feeling better, I thought, you know, I have got to shout this from the rooftop. And, you know, this is my, you know, I'm not my first time, but this is a big audience, which I'm really grateful for, is to really get the word out that changing your life to a whole food, plant-based, vegan diet will save your life. It's so proven that you can reverse heart disease and reverse chronic illness. And I'm right here, sitting here, giving testimony to that.
So, Nancy Matthews, how are you making the rubber meet the road here in Chico to do that?
So there was another documentary that was released called Plant Pure Nation, and it is a follow-up documentary to Forks Over Knives. Nelson Campbell started a grassroots movement in North Carolina to get the word out about Plant Pure Nation.
Now, North Carolina, that's like home base for a lot of big ag, right? Hog farms, quote, hog farms, and on an environmental issue, environmentalists are wrestling like crazy with the outflow from these pig farms and the untreated sewage. It's just wreaking havoc on their entire area and their economy. So,
and it's also a very depressed economy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a southern state. It's a beautiful state, but unfortunately, again, there's not a lot of education in proper nutrition. The educational system nationwide.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just North Carolina.
No,
I wouldn't single them out.
Right.
For,
the South, their diet's primarily fried. Fried foods, and it's also the store-bought, it is processed foods. And no, nothing against them. This is just how they've eaten culturally in that area of our country for generations. So Nelson Campbell put a team together, and they produced Plant Pure Nation. So that documentary, again, spoke to me and also provided a means to get resources to share with the public. They will help everybody learn about Plant Pure Nation. So what they did is they developed a nationwide system called Plant Pure Pods.
And okay, pea pods.
Like pea pods.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. So right after watching the documentary, I went straight to my computer and I signed up Chico, California to have a pod and for myself to be the leader of the group so that I could start educating our community and getting the word out on plant pure, on plant-based nutrition, because a lot of people just don't know what it is.
So you have monthly meetings.
We have monthly meetings.
And when's your next one?
That will be they're actually the fourth Thursday of every month, and our next one is a week from tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Yes. And the next meeting tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, we will be watching the documentary Plant Pure Nation.
Ah, one of the conversion films that, the convincing films that convinced you.
Yes. Yeah? Cool. Yes, again, because it's tied back to Forks Over Knives, which is the documentary that's based on the findings of the China study.
Cool.
And that's that after reading the China study and then really getting the science behind plant-based nutrition and then making the connection that the protein casein that's in meat and dairy is harmful to the human body.
We will take that up on another show. We'll just talk about specifically about issues around health issues around milk.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So for our listeners, Plant Pure Nation will be screened by the Plant-Based Chico Group on Thursday, February 25th from 6 o'clock to 9 p.m. approximately at the Chico Grange Hall. That's our nice little meeting space off of West East Avenue, 2775 Nord Avenue. That's Thursday, February 25th at the Chico Grange Hall, 6 to 9 p.m. It's free. And are you going to have some snacks there?
Yes, absolutely. What'd you think of the last soup that we had at the last meeting?
That was good.
That was very good.
Yeah.
So Nick will make a nice soup. I'm going to make some muffins since we'll be watching the Plant Pure Nation. And also it is, during the dinner hour. So we don't want our guests that are going to be with us being hungry. We want to have good, wholesome food for them.
Sweet. So, yeah, I think I will have you back and we'll talk specific with more detail about what whole foods, plant-based eating, what the details are on
what
that.
What the nutrition is, the science.
The nutrition and the nitty-gritty, because we are running a little short on time.
I would love that.
Okay. So, let's see here. Oh, how do people find out about Plant-Based Chico?
You can find us on Facebook at Facebook group, Plant-Based Chico. You can just search Plant-Based Chico. I'm in the process of getting plantbasedchico.com up and running. I'm working with a web developer. Our email address is plantbasedchico@gmail.com. You can friend me. My name is Nancy Norby Matthews on Facebook. But again, search Facebook for the closed group, Plant-Based Chico, and we'd love to have you join us where we have recipes, food, science, nutritional information, and it's a community where we can ask questions, and even if you're just slightly interested in adopting a whole food plant-based but don't know how to do it, I'm the person who can help you get there.
Because she's been through it.
I've been through it. I can help you.
I'll post a link to both the Chico Vegan Co-op and to Plant-Based Chico on the Non-Human Radio Facebook page.
Thank you, Jeannie.
So folks can find that. And both Paula and Nancy will be in touch or watching that, and we'll be able to answer questions if anything comes up. So I want to thank Paula and Nancy. Paula for sharing information on the Chico Vegan Co-op, which is a nice little business in Chico. And I hope people check out that website, chicoveganco-op.org. And I want to thank Nancy.
Thank you.
For telling us about Plant-Based Chico and for the upcoming screening of Plant Pure Nation next Thursday for free at the Chico Grange at 6 o'clock. So I'm going to move on. I want to share a little bit of good news, which is that, with all apologies for, this is not a whole foods plant-based item, but it's pretty good. Ben and Jerry's ice cream has come out with yet more vegan flavors. They came out with something called Cherry Garcia vegan style, coconut 7-layer bar, and caramel almond brittle. And these are pretty good flavors, and you can get them at Safeway. So I just wanted to share that because who doesn't need a real decadent, smooth, nice ice cream every now and then? So
Anyway, so there's that. And then Paula, I think Paula has some good news, too, for listeners.
Oh, yes. Not sure if everyone's heard of the Winchester Goose on 8th and Broadway, but they have upped their game with vegan food. They have a vegan Wednesday. I think tonight is a grilled cheese and tomato bisque. And then they also have added, by popular demand, their vegan mac and cheese to Tuesday's everyday menu. So
sweet.
Get in there and check it out. If you're leery about plant-based food, that's the best way to try it. Someone who knows what they're doing, because it's going to be amazing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Paula and Nancy. We're going to wrap up real quick here. So I'd like to thank Paula and Nancy for being our such great guests on today's show.
Thank you for having
and
us.
Check out the Nonhuman Radio Facebook page for any questions or comments. Many thanks, as always, to Sue Hildebrand and Bill Mash for the engineering assistance. And stay tuned for Sue's show coming up next, The Real Issue.
You've been listening to Nonhuman Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM, Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not